that you can see it. Oh my gosh, you guys are good. And what does it say underneath that?
I can't see.
You can't see.
Jesus protects.
Jesus protects, yeah. Now, what is that a picture of there?
A boy with a shirt that has a cross on it.
Oh, wow, you're really good. And how is that boy standing?
Excited.
Excited? He's got a big smile on his face. You're right. And how else is he standing?
Like a cross.
Like, yeah, like a cross himself. Yeah. With his arms wide open. You know, I didn't even notice that he was standing like a cross himself. That's really, really good.
Wait, he's not standing like a cross because his legs would move.
But he is kind of like standing like a cross. And his arms are wide open and he's got a big smile on his face, doesn't he? Yeah, so it's almost like he has a secret that he's happy. Why do you think he's happy?
Because Jesus is with him.
Because Jesus is with him, and he has his cross shirt on. Yeah, he knows how much Jesus loves him, and he wants to love him back. Yeah. Okay, we have a little clip. Did you hear the gospel message today that I read?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. So, I so appreciate your being honest about that, because I can tell you then the story. So, here's what happened. So, some Pharisees, and they were teachers, okay, they weren't like the ones that worked in the temple. They were outside the temple, and they kind of kept all the laws and everything that you were supposed to do. And they came running up to Jesus and said, you better get out of here, because Herod is out to get you. He wants to kill you. Now, what do you think? Like, what would you do?
I would freak out and run away.
Thank you.
I would try to kill him back.
Oh, we would freak out and run away, right? But what does Jesus say?
Oh, well.
Yeah, he says, tell that fox. I've got work to do.
Ow.
Oh, okay. No, he was like saying, no, he wasn't really a fox, but that's how he was saying, calling him, like, you know, tell that guy, you know, like, I'm not very, you know, he doesn't scare me, kind of thing. So, then Jesus says, I have work to do today and tomorrow, and I also have work to do on the third day. And you're going to learn what that means. We say the third day is when Jesus rose from the dead. So, then Jesus talks about how God is like. And we know that God is in Jesus. And so he says that God is like a mother hen. Have you ever thought of God as a mother before?
No.
Remember one time I talked about that? Ah, but God is mother and father. And not often do we hear the mothering part about God. Only this time we do. We hear God as a mother. Like, have you ever seen a chick with its little chicklets? What are they called? Little chicks, I guess. Have you ever seen what happens when they get scared?
They run away.
Roll tape. Okay, let's watch. What is that mother hen doing?
Keeping them safe.
Yeah, she's keeping protecting them. She's keeping them safe. She's keeping them warm. Notice all those little chicks are underneath her. Can you kind of see their little feet trying to come out there? Yeah. And so that's what Jesus is saying. That's how God is, like how a mother hen protects everybody. That's how Jesus is and God is, kind of protects us. Jesus takes us under his wing. Now, what happens when you get bigger? I mean, it's kind of easy when they're little like that, right? Like your mom and dad protect you. And look at, Cassidy, right? You can just scoop her up and protect her, right? Right? Can't you do that? Even you could do that, Christopher. You could scoop her up and protect her. What happens when we get bigger? Is it as easy to be protected like that?
No.
Well, let's take a look. Roll tape. Look at that. Look at how big they are underneath her. Can you see them? Look at that. And look what she does. She just spreads her wings. Even look, they're trying to. She's like, okay, I can do this. I can do this because I'm a mother hen. This is what I do. I protect them no matter how big they are. And it gets harder when they get bigger, doesn't it?
Yes.
It does get harder. But what does she do? What do you notice that she's done that she didn't have to do before when they were little? What did she do?
She had to spread out her wings.
She had to spread out her wings even more, right, to keep them all under. Because they're pretty big under there, aren't they? They almost look like they're adults, don't they? Yeah. So when you get bigger, do you think that Jesus says, ah, you're too big. You don't need me anymore. You're good. You're good to go. Do you think Jesus says that?
No.
No, not at all. Jesus says, my wings, my arms just are getting bigger and bigger and bigger to hug you in and to hold you. Yeah. So where our moms or our dads, even though we're big, do they still, well, you'll find out. They will still hug us. If they can hug us, they will hug us. But Jesus says, you're never, ever, ever too big for me to hug you and hold you. Because Jesus spreads his arms out on the cross and loves each and every single one of us. Can you spread your arms out? Yeah, did you know that from fingertip to fingertip, that's how tall you are if you went this way? You could try that at home and measure. Yeah, little known fact. So you can try that at home, but not during church. Not during church when you get home. So that's how big Jesus' arms are. He never ever says, okay, you're on your own now, goodbye. He always says, I am here with you always. And my wings get bigger and bigger and bigger. Did you knock yourself in the eye there?
Yeah, you did. It's good.
Okay, let's pray together. Jesus, you are like a mother hen, and you collect all of us, not just some, but all of us, into your arms. And you love us, and you bring us safely, wherever it is that we're going to, now and forever, and we thank you for that. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thanks, guys.